Madam President, Director General Chan, fellow ministers, distinguished leaders, guests, what an honor it is to make my first visit to the World Health Assembly. As a third generation physician, and just the third physician to hold the position of Secretary of Health and Human Services in the United States government, being here today is a remarkable privilege. I want to especially thank the President of the World Health Assembly and Director General Margaret Chan. Madam Director General, congratulations on the completion of your tenure, and thank you for your leadership over the last 10 years. You have pursued essential reforms that will make WHO more transparent, more effective, and more accountable. We also look forward to the election tomorrow of the next Director General from the three highly qualified candidates in the running. Whoever is the next Director General, he or she must bring a renewed commitment to transforming WHO into the organization necessary to accomplish the mission. We look forward to working together on an agenda for ongoing improvements. That means recognizing WHO's excellence and expertise, but it also means taking a clear-eyed view of what needs to change for it to fulfill that most important mission, ensuring a rapid and focused response to potential global health crises. Reform with this focus must be this organization's number one priority. Some of the accomplishments in which WHO has played a leading role, such as the extinction of smallpox, would have been unthinkable when my grandfather graduated from medical school in 1908. And we look forward to realizing many more such victories together, including the eradication of polio. Infectious diseases, of course, are not WHO's only job. It has a role in addressing non-communicable diseases and threats as well. But as we saw during the Ebola crisis, preparation for the possibility of cross-border infectious threats must be our top concern. We want to emphasize today just how committed the United States is to a cooperative, transparent, and effective international response to outbreaks of infectious disease. These threats do not respect borders between countries and can spread rapidly to endanger people anywhere around the globe. We expect the next Director General and WHO Health Emergencies Program to prioritize threats to global health, including influenza. And we will work to enable all countries around the world to prevent, detect, respond to, mitigate, and control these outbreaks. For that reason, we must express the United States' disappointment that, contrary to the custom of the past 8 years, an invitation was not extended to Taiwan to observe this year's assembly. The United States remains committed that Taiwan should not be excluded from WHO. Furthermore, the United States affirms its strong support for the global health security agenda. We are dedicated to building capacity to comply with the international health regulations and to find and stop disease outbreaks around the world, whether they occur naturally, accidentally, or by deliberation. We are also committed to realizing multi-sectoral partnerships with other nations, international organizations, and non-governmental stakeholders, including the private sector. WHO cannot succeed in its mission without incorporating the perspectives of extra-governmental entities. The United States also appreciates the growing attention within WHO on the topic of access to medicines. Access to safe, effective medicines is central to improving global public health, and our government stands ready to engage on ways to expand access to medicines while protecting the incentives that spark new innovation. This work requires diligence, focus, and commitment from every single one of us in this room, and I want to state clearly that the United States will be a steadfast partner with you. The United States wants, and we all need, a strong WHO. The distinguished history of this organization should be an inspiration for the work that we will all do together for the health and prosperity of all nations. I thank you for your attention today. We look forward to the work of the next several days and the next several years to come. I'm honored to join you. Thank you so much.